It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
I had never heard the term torpedo bat until this weekend.
Yep.
And apparently it has even infiltrated the kids baseball.
Apparently, yes.
Okay, well, explain this whole thing to me, because I never knew that you could even have different kinds of bats in Major League Baseball.
So people know where it's coming from right now, that the Twins are starting to pick up on it, as well as a couple of other teams.
Francisco Lindor used one this weekend, too.
Oh, he did?
He went 0-for-11.
Oh, whoa. Okay, so I ain't going to save everybody. So
you got to make contact for the torpedo bat to actually...
The Yankees used what is called a torpedo bat. And four guys on the Yankees in a game on Saturday, a game they scored over 20, hit home runs off of Nestor Cortes, who is their former starter, the Yankees' former starter with the Brewers now, hit home runs with a torpedo bat. And apparently this is on the margins. This is totally legal. This bat is all its wood, or its thickest part of the wood, measuring no more than 2.61 inches in diameter, by the way, is more towards the middle. So it's thinned out towards the end. So the barrel has a bigger amount of wood.
Like a torpedo?
Like a torpedo.
Wow.
And Owen...
The sweet spot has the thick part.
Yeah. Owen, yes. So Owen is a baseball coach, and Owen is seeing a lot of people now asking...
So I'm a member of all these groups. It's
yes,
travel
you are.
Groups, just to, you know, there's various different reasons, right? And I started seeing parents, coaches asking, like, Are the torpedo bats legal in our league? Can we get one? Where do we
You're
get
in a
first
wooden
off?
Bat league?
No, but you can use wood bats. It's
okay.
Just
if you want
wood
to.
Bats are generally like anywhere from drop one to drop three, which means they weigh 3 ounces less than the length of the bat. Which most kids, my son's 11U, he swings a drop eight, which is pretty big. Most of them swing drop tens. Like if it's a 30-inch bat, it's a 20-ounce bat, right? So a wood bat would be, it's so much heavier. He has one that we use in the cage every once in a while just to, you know, help with strength and things like that. But it's not so much the parents that I'm concerned about. It's he's going to school today. This was not a talking point, I'm sure, on the Fortnite forums that he was on, or, you know, groups that he was in. But he's going to school today. All his buddies are going to be there. They're going to talk about baseball. We play our first game in a week. Like, he's going to come home and go, I want a torpedo bat.
Do they sell aluminum torpedo bats? Have you looked it up?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Well, I'm getting on the internet right now. You guys,
do I get ahead of this thing and just go buy him one?
Well, let me see.
Apparently, it's the way of the future. The Yankees hit 15 home runs this weekend with him.
I mean,
and there's a lot of parents to go. I mean, bats now, the higher end bats for kids are $400.
My God.
So they have a.
I refuse to pay that much for a bat, but I mean, I've paid triple digits for a bat, and I can't think of.
See, this isn't
my parents ever buying me something like that.
No, not for $400.
The TPX, the gold TPX was not that much, I don't think, when I was a kid. But
I typed it in. I'm getting fungo bats.
You can't swing a fungo.
No,
plus
Surrey.
Those are 36 inches long at least.
You can't swing one of them deals. So I don't know if there's an actual torpedo aluminum bat. I'm not seeing any here. Probably someone's able to find. I'm just looking at Google right now. But if it's legal, go on ahead and do it.
So I guess I'm thoroughly confused at how a new type of bat made its way into Major League Baseball with the very strict regulations and specifications.
All miss this during spring training? That's what I'm wondering.
No, it was last year. Somebody was asked to use them last year.
Yeah, it's just they
and they didn't do
the
it.
The Yankees hit 15 home runs. People are going to pay attention, right? And they hit.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What, four in a row? Or three? Nestor Cortez threw three pitches on Saturday, and they had hit three home runs.
Quote, from Major League Baseball, experimental bats are not allowed until, quote, until the manufacturer has secured approval from Major League Baseball of its design and methods of manufacture. So it's been approved by Major League Baseball, the torpedo bat. Now, does it help a hitter like Jose Ramirez, who's more of a doubles and gaps guy? Does it help a guy like him? Because I would imagine this is more for the home run, the quote-unquote home run hitter.
But are they picking up on any? Because they track all of this now. They have data that they never used to have.
Certainly.
So is it clear? Is it clear that the ball is launching in a different way, or that balls are being hit to different parts of the ballpark that had never been utilized?
I think the clear thing was 15 times it went over the fence, and I think that's all people care about.
Sure, yeah. I'm talking the nerds that study the physics. What are they saying about the physics of this right now?
What do you got? You have anything on the physics?
I was going to say, the only thing I can find on sale are torpedo training bats, which are not like fungos. You can't use those as well. But as of right now, if they're in the confines of the rule book, then players are allowed to use them.
So a player like John Kenzie Noel, I don't think that this would be a problem. I think that maybe he should try a torpedo bat.
Well, I would think every single player in Major League Baseball,
I don't think that's necessarily true,
would try it.
Well, if you're not, you might try it, but if you're not a home run hitter, like Aaron Judge hasn't tried, I don't think he's tried one, because I read the quote. He's working.
Right. He is not using it.
Okay.
He says, look at my numbers over the last few years.
But if you're John Kenzie Noel, if it's legal, maybe you give it a try.
Well, I don't know if they're saying that it's now because they've added more wood to the sweet spot of a bat that the percentage of contact that's not, hitting a pop-up or straight into the ground is more likely you're going to now put it further into play.
But. Yes. But I would imagine if you're taking some wood off the end of it, wouldn't that eliminate some of you being able to get decent hitting or get a decent contact with something low and away, something falling away from you?
Yeah, and I'm sure this works for professional baseball players who have spent their whole life doing that. I don't know if 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds need to be going out and getting this if they can't even hit the sweet spot most of the time anyway.
I see 10-year-olds out there with sliding gloves on. I think they'll do anything that helps the grip.
We own Bruce Bolts. I bought a pair off of the marketplace, and then the next day here shows up a brand new pair as well. So
there you go.
Those things are like $90 brand new.
Dale and Stowe, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Dale.
Hey, how's it going?
Not terrible. Go ahead.
Hey, so I personally don't think there would honestly be any difference between moving the sweet spot with more wood and a wood bat as compared to like composite bats for youth baseball, adult softball, that kind of stuff, to being end loaded versus balanced and that kind of stuff like that. You have max loads, you have like half ounce end loads or completely balanced bats. I don't think there's any difference.
I would imagine there isn't. The one bat I looked at, this one looks, I mean, this looks aluminum as it is, and a Yankees guy's using it. That's a wooden bat. It looks crazy. I would imagine, Dale, thank you for the call. I imagine it isn't. But are you, as Owen just said, I think that's the crux of the situation.
Yeah, until they start doing it in these composite bats that already cost an insane amount anyway.
Yeah, what's the price going to be then?
$200 more. Well, then you got to heat
roll
it.
I'll tell you about heat rolling later, but you got to ship it away. And some guy rolls it in his garage for you and then sends it back.
What?
Heat rolling.
You got to get some heat rolling in there.
Can't go out there.
You've heard a freak in a mile. Do you ever heard a freak in a baseball bat?
No.
Hey, that's what they're doing. You feel naked on opening day without one of those. I don't even play baseball and I had mine heat rolling.
Maybe I'm happy the boy doesn't take it seriously.
The happiest about this conversation is that for the last 2 years, Anthony has changed from being that cynical guy to now he's dad lineman. He wants to tell us about his kids. He's right back into cynical face guy again. And I love it.
I like it too.
Bring back the old lineman.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.